Yachad Yom HaPer Arba Meish Mehe HaKol Sukkah V'Sukkah Omer Lo Harei Mazon V'Harei Mat. As a person who is escorting the Sar Mishtaleach reaches each one of the sukkahs that are along the way, he is offered food and water, even though it's Yom HaKippurim and it's forbidden to eat or drink. However, if he was very, very weak and he was unable to go on without food or drink, he would be allowed to eat and drink. Now, it never happened that he actually had to eat or drink. He never got that weak. However, he was always offered the food and water, and the mere offer gives him the strength to go on. Umalavin Osomi Sukkah Lasukkah, and he was accompanied from one sukkah to the next, and there were people that were stationed at each one of the sukkahs, and they would accompany him from one sukkah to the next, and the sukkahs were 1 mil distant from each other, and it's permitted to walk 1 mil. That is not outside the tchuk. Chut me'acharona shebehem, she'ena magia ima l'suk, ela'omei mirachov v'roa es maisa. With the exception of the last sukkah was stationed 2 mil away from the sukk, from the cliff that the Sar Mishtaleach was pushed off. And 2 mil is more than the Tchum Shabbos, so therefore the people who were stationed at the last sukkah were unable to accompany him all the way to the cliff. They had to stop in the middle so that they would not go outside the Tchum. So instead, they would stand from a distance and watch him from a distance put the Sar Mishtaleach off the cliff. Now the Mefarshim explains the reason why they didn't set up an 11th sukkah so that the people who would be stationed at that sukkah would be able to accompany him all the way to the cliff. It's because the Torah says that the Sar Mishtaleach should be pushed off a cliff in an area that's a zera, in an isolated land. And if there was a sukkah stationed there, then it would not be considered an eretz gezera. So therefore, the final sukkah was 2 mil away from the cliff, so the people who were stationed at that sukkah could not accompany him all the way to the cliff. And that way he was pushed off a cliff in an eretz gezera.
Perek Vav, Mishnah Vav, Mahaya Osa, what did he do when he reached the cliff with the Sar Lazazel? Cholek Lashon Shel Zaharis, he split into two a red strip of wool. Chetzio Kashar Pesela, half he tied to a rock. The Chetzio Kashar being steak carno, the other half he tied between its two horns. And as a Simon Kapara, this red strip would turn white, and he didn't want to tie the whole thing to the horn of the Sar Lazazel, in case when he pushed it off, it would tuck his head underneath, and he would not be able to see when it turned white. Udachbo lachorov, he then pushed it backwards, v'hu miskalgal v'yoris, and it went down the cliff, v'lo haye magia l'chati ahar, achinasa evarim evarim, before it went down halfway, it already was torn into pieces. Bar v'yashav lo, tachasuka acharona, achitecha. Then, the person who took out the Sar Lazazel returned to the last sukkah, until after Yom HaKippurim, even though that sukkah, as we said before, was 4,000 amos away, and the din is somebody who goes out of the tchum on Shabbos or Yom HaKippurim, even for his bar mitzvah, is not allowed to walk more than 2,000 amos. But here, since he was afraid to stay out in the wilderness the whole day by himself, the Chacham allowed him to go all the way back to that sukkah. Ume'emesai metame begadim. At what point is the begadim of the person who took out the Azazel become tummy? As the Pasuk says, V'hamishaleach es asar el Azazel yechabes begadim. Misheyete chutz l'chomas Yerushalayim. As soon as he went out with the Sar Azazel outside of the wall of Yerushalayim, his clothes became tummy. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Mishas chiyoto latzot. At the point that he pushed it off the cliff, that is when his clothes became tummy.